Look at the Woodbridge Indian Art Incorporated application out of Oneida, Wisconsin. And I believe Kat, you can talk to us for a little bit about this, please.
Yeah, so Woodbridge Indian Art, as far as I'm recollecting, has asked for funds for this for a while now, and they have, they are trying to kind of grow the appreciation and visibility of Woodbridge Indian arts and cultures through what they call markets and art shows and all of these things. And so they have, what's really great about their proposal in my mind is that they did talk about, we talked about this earlier, the growth that they've seen in their program.
Mm-hmm.
So they've addressed that particular concern or question from the board. So they said that they had the number of artists and public participation, almost a 30% increase in 2018 when they did their last show, and now they've, and market, I should say, and so now what they are stating is that they are serving their mission, but they'd like to kind of grow this event, which is great. And so the last couple of years, they've expanded to a festival with this art show and market being the main event. They've had classes, they've had hands-on experiences, they've had demonstrations, all of these things from kind of top-notch artists that they bring in. And so this year they're having one in June. They're looking at actually changing the site because of their site not being available, so that's a concern that they have, but they're going to probably work with that just fine. And they're hiring a new board administrator, so they've got some change in leadership, which is exciting. They serve kind of native and non-native public folks, and really what their goal is to help build the economy of native artists, and so and share the meaning of native artwork and culture and why it's important, and so and then to continue that throughout the year, not just at the festival. So I was looking at some of their images, some of their samples, and they have a great variety of artists and different types of work represented. And that was, to me, that's really important. And so that was a solid deal. And then also looking at their budget again, of course, something like this has a huge budget. So they're doing really well at kind of anticipating what their income will be, which, of course, as we all know, they have to wait for that, which is a little nerve-wracking. But then they have a whole breakdown of their expenses and what it's going to take. So this is a really established board, and they've been doing this for almost 15 years. I think they're going on 13. So I don't know. They always have a solid proposal and kind of a success that they keep building on.
Thanks, Kat.
Thank you for those comments, Kat. Do either of my other panelists have something you'd like to say?
Mr. Dennis, I have a couple of comments. I appreciate the experience of 15 years of working on this, or 13 or 15 years, and that they will present, invite artists, and there'll be jury art. I like that idea too, but I also like the blend of the hands-on experience that they mentioned, and the variety of artworks, art forms that will be part of it. There's no just one art form for our people, and I really appreciate that. It shows the real richness of our many cultures, that we have so many different art forms that we're going to demonstrate, and to have real artists, seasoned artists, if you will, provide some hands-on experience for young people. That's really an important thing to understand. Young people, I mean, teaching, showing and doing things with people who are willing to be there and participate and learn, it's really one of the really good ways I see of not only teaching, but keeping our artwork alive. It's so important that we do this for a long time. I mean, we're doing this for just not people today, but, you know, we always think about the 7th generation ahead of us, that we have to keep these forms alive and keep doing this. When recreating artwork, is not something that's staying, that's always recreating itself in some ways. So I like the experienced artists provide some hands-on experiences. So I like that part there. They're going to teach a 3.5 hour art class sometimes. It's kind of a short time somehow, but it's a really good, you know, if you're going to focus on something, that is really a good experience of teaching somewhere, 3.5 hours somewhere. I like the experience they're going to experience artists will bring to the festivals and talk about the Indian Art Festival. It's a great project.
Thanks, Dennis.
Anybody else have anything that they are willing to say?